The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Retire Right Show. I'm John Stillman alongside Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates. You can reach out to him at 804-777-9999. You can find him online at rightmoneytips.com. That's Wright, like Isaac's last name with a W, rightmoneytips.com. Or if you're me, you can just talk to him here on the radio, though that probably doesn't work for everybody else. Isaac, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, we're making progress in a lot of aspects of life, man. Maybe we'll be able to get back to normal sooner than later. Basketball, at least, is about to happen here coming up. I know we have a little fun with that coming up today, but how are you, man?
I'm good. As you said, we're going to see what we can learn about financial planning from March Madness. Believe me, there are some things you can learn. First, though, Isaac, a fact of the week for you. The Guinness Book of World Records has the longest kiss recorded at 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. I'm assuming this was in a pre-pandemic society, but I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pent-up demand to be able to get back to social graces.
So you think this record could be broken in the next year as we get back to real life?
You may have a little dry mouth, but who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, who knows, man? I mean, I'll tell you, through the second quarter here, I think the consensus, and this has been my opinion, as soon as this weather starts continuing to warm up, you're going to see people just get a little bit tone deaf to some of these restrictions. I don't care what state you live in. So, you know, the mood of the country is, generally speaking, a mood of moving forward and getting back to some normalcy. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, we teased you earlier that we would see what we could learn about March Madness. So let's just jump right into it. What does March Madness have to do with financial planning? It's kind of been an annual tradition here on the show. We take the tournament and we discuss what can we learn. Of course, we had to break tradition last year as there was no tournament, but back to it this year. So, all right, Isaac, I'm going to give you the concept and you're going to give us both sides of it. What do we need to know from a bracket filling out perspective and also from a financial planning perspective?
Okay. Yeah, I get you. Okay. All right. So, and this is good, actually, you know, because when you're filling out brackets, you're trying to predict an outcome. Yeah. So let me just say, if you're like most people, when you're finished filling out your bracket, if you're someone, whether you're involved with basketball or not, some people, friendly or not, go into trying to pick the winners of whittling down 64-plus teams down to the winner. You know, sometimes we feel pretty confident when we've filled out these brackets, we've made good picks, and then inevitably, at the end of the first weekend of the tournament, your bracket is in complete disarray. Well, let me just say this. It's no different with your financial or your retirement planning. It's important to have a plan mapped out for you to see, let's say, where your retirement is heading. But it's also important to be able to adapt and really kind of consider things that occur that you didn't anticipate. And, you know, there's so many people, for example, right now, John, for all of you listening today, you know, we're seeing all kinds of what-ifs around the future of taxes. Let's call it the agenda that the administration has set for how we're going to have to pay Uncle Sam with money that is involved with your investments, both qualified plans, long-term capital gains, a lot of things are on the table. So those are things that you kind of have to think about as you set up your own proverbial bracket when it comes to your money. You know, it could be a shift, not just in the tax world, it may be a shift in the investment world where we see still predominantly low interest rates, even though when all of you go to the grocery store and you're filling up your gas tank, you're absolutely seeing effects of inflation. But let me just tell you, we find that right now, because we're seeing some of these changes and we're seeing people that obviously want to get ahead to be proactive, to have an investment plan that allows them to at least forecast to a degree how successful they're going to be in their retirement years or transitioning to other lifestyle goals, we're here to help. So feel free. You can talk to me, Isaac Wright, right here on the program, 804-777-9999. If you don't catch me, leave me a message. Happy to return your call Monday. But just so everybody knows, so far in the first 3 months of this year, we have fielded more calls in the first 3 months of this year than I can remember in quite some time, because people want to get their financial ducks in a row. So keep this in mind for all of you as you fill out your brackets here for March Madness. Try not to create a March Madness with your investments and have a good plan in place to kind of adapt towards some of the things that are going to be both foreseen and unforeseen coming up.
I guess the good news with your financial planning is that unlike with the bracket, your decisions aren't necessarily locked in. You can still adapt with your financial plan. There's no adapting with the bracket. Once you've made your picks, you've made your picks.
Yeah. So I think overall, people need to understand that, you know, having not only just the flexibility, but having a professional that has some knowledge behind taxes and even estate planning may help determine where you ultimately go with your dollar that you've worked hard for.
All right. So let's talk about another NCAA tournament concept, which is upsets. Everybody loves upsets. Talk us through that concept, the concept of upsets in the tournament, and how that relates to the financial world.
Well, maybe on a positive note, you know, everybody enjoys what I call that good upset or Cinderella story. I mean, unless it's your team that falls victim, obviously, but, you know, most of the time you get that Cinderella story, that team that makes a deep run into the tournament. And kind of in the same thing in the financial world, you know, everybody has those winners and losers when it comes to their investments. You know, a market crash might be bad for some people, could be great for short sellers. We've seen, obviously, some of that rotate in a opposite fashion and kind of have the small man win when it comes to GameStop and some of those other investments. But, you know, for the most part, when we're talking about the overall need for managing money, you don't want to be in a position where you have bet the farm on a few too, you know, let's call it a few too many stocks. You know, you don't want to be too concentrated in what you're trying to do. 9 times out of 10, most of you, if you're thinking about your money and your investments, we find this quite often. A lot of people are already in a position to do very well with their lifestyle, but yet they're still taking a ton of risk. You know, once you've kind of won the game, if you will, you don't need to necessarily try to be the richest person in the cemetery. So, you know, like I said before, we have a lot of taxes changes potentially. We have a lot of scenarios where, you know, we may find that there could be some unforeseen upsets when it comes to certain stocks or certain industries or sectors. So without being long-winded, all of you, if you have money that you're concerned with as far as maybe having too much money in one place, you know, maybe diversifying out of that to where you don't have a big upset could be a good move.
Now, when some folks are filling out their bracket, Isaac, they like to pick their own team to win, which, you know, that can be dangerous, right? Because then if your team loses, now it's a double whammy. Your team has lost and your bracket is ruined. What's the financial equivalent of picking your own team to win?
You know, even if your team isn't that good, it's easy to convince yourself, hey, this is the year that they're going to get it together and win the championship.
Yep.
You know, so you fill them in as the champion in your bracket, even if they're a 7, 10, 15 seed. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to investing, sometimes do the similar situation when it comes to, let's call it, for example, they work for a company for 20, 30 years, and they're very heavily invested in their company stock. Now, around here, I mean, there's a lot of employers that have the option to be able to invest in company stock, and I'm not going to name names, but I've seen a lot of companies have some pressure on their stock price over the past year, and you would think maybe they would be doing better with the market conditions, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of concentration of the returns have been in technology stocks. You know, around here, we're still dealing with what I call old school industrial stocks for the most part, telecoms, energy. A lot of that's been out of favor. So just got to know that, you know, don't be, again, it's very similar to upsets in a way, is don't overly commit yourself to an exposure that can really run the risk of, quote, picking your own team and then ultimately losing. It's kind of really, it is a double whammy because, you know, you feel somewhat maybe emotionally tied to the company that helped build your net worth, but you have to look out for yourself and you have to understand how much money you're going to be using from your investments And all of a sudden, if your stock price is down 20, 30%, is that going to really be in a place that is going to, number one, allow you to still to maintain some sense of sanity? And as we went through March of 2020, when we saw the stock market drop 30+% in 30 days, all of you have to be aware of what that financial risk tolerance looks like. Now, at our office, we have what's called our investment sense review. Now, that will be a combination of looking at your risk tolerance, also what's called your risk capacity, how much risk you can really take without affecting your lifestyle to a great degree, and making sure that once those two things are considered, also things like your fees and whether or not you're, let's call it benchmarking towards the right type of goals. All of that's going to be an important factor for developing a true financial plan. But John, I think, you know, again, picking up sets, picking your own team, a lot of those things come around, unfortunately, at the wrong time for people that are getting close to retirement if they're not planning correctly.
So speaking of making risky picks, you know, it's always fun in your bracket when you pick a big upset, you pick something risky and it pans out. Like, I'm sure there are people who a couple of years ago picked UMBC as a 16 seed to beat Virginia as a 1 seed. There were certainly, I'm sure, some UMBC fans that picked that. Yeah. But, you know, you can't make a living off that stuff. It's fun when it happens. But what's the financial equivalent of those risky picks?
Well, I think when you look at the fact that you have those upsets, and again, this is getting back to looking at a bracket based on basketball, but it does have a lot of financial connotation to it. You pick a couple of minor upsets in your bracket. Hey, if they don't pan out, it may not be the end of the world, you know, but if you pick two different 15 seeds to win and, you know, pick all of the 1 seeds to lose before the final four, you probably will be in bad shape before it's all over with. Well, same with your investing. You know, it's fine to take a couple of risks here and there, but you don't want all of your investments to be super high risk. You don't want to go all in, especially if you're considering retiring sooner than later and or you need money in a relatively short period of time. You know, but all in all, if you think about it, what we're trying to tell you is this is proper financial planning when it comes to your investments is diversification, understanding the asset classes that you're investing in, benchmarking towards goals that are predetermined, and market timing is very similar to gambling. And what we're trying to make sure people understand is this. If you want to gamble with some of your investments, make darn sure that it's not going to be a situation where you have to go back to work because you are trying to be Mr. Hero. And if I'm, you know, let's say making sense to anybody out there, this is more prevalent right now because of what we saw with GameStop and what we've seen with some of the stock market in general. People just assume, hey, things are going to continue to melt up. You know, I can make 50%, 100% in a day or two if I put money in a certain stock. You know, for people that are doing that, just keep in mind you have very much the same opportunity, in fact, probably more of losing out on that money. So I just, you know, John, I think actually probably is a really good conversation to talk about March Madness because in a way the stock market's been a little bit of like March Madness when you think about people trying to stock pick their way through the market here over the last maybe, let's say, 30, 60 days.
So Isaac, if somebody wants to not have their financial bracket in shambles, probably something like that Investment Sense report that you mentioned would be a good idea. Am I wrong about that?
Just for all of you to know, I mean, I've been saying this for years, but I'm available as a one-on-one conversation to talk to you anytime. 804-777-9999. Our office is right here at the intersection of 288 and Charter Colony Parkway. We serve the entire Richmond metro area, but many people have come to visit our new office that we built here just over 2 years ago, really focused on true financial planning. And for most people, feeling like they have a relationship with somebody that knows who they are, and obviously when we're talking about money, many people, and I will say this too, John, that a lot of people that are coming in now seem to be a little bit younger because people are trying to get their ducks in a row a little bit sooner than, you know, a year before retirement or so. But no matter where you fall on that spectrum, feel free, give me a call, 804-777-9999. We can just have a short conversation. Feel free. If you leave me a message, I'll call you back. Also, you can visit rightmoneytips.com. You know, I have a biweekly podcast. And you can visit from there, even our company page. So a lot of great information overall, and I hope you take advantage of that. So again, 804-777-9999.
Easiest number we could possibly have for you, 804 804-777-9999 is that number to call. 804-777-9999. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Isaac, how about our quote of the week for this week? Always okay. Here to inspire you. This comes to us from Paul Samuelson, who was an economist, who said, "Investing should be like watching paint dry or watching grass grow. If you want excitement, take $800 and go to Las Vegas." Which I think that quote was probably a long time ago, because I'm not sure how far $800 would get you in Vegas these days, but you get the idea.
Yeah, what's the inflation-adjusted amount when that quote came out?
Right.
Well, 1972. So, you know, all of that is consistent with our theme and our message today, is be very aware of the money that you consider to be gambling money versus money that you're considering to be lifestyle money. And obviously, if you hit a home run and you knock it out of the park with some of the money you gamble with, call it pennies from heaven. Because all too often, we've seen so many people that go the wrong direction. They have to go back to work, or they have to live what I call in a new neighborhood, because the lifestyle that they were living in is now under duress. So I think it's a great quote.
Well, let's open up the mailbag here, Isaac, and take a few questions from the folks before we get out of here today. We're going to start with Cokie is in Midlothian, and she says, "I've been a homeowner for 40 years, and quite frankly, I'm a little tired of the headaches that come along with owning a home. I'm retiring next year, and I'm thinking about selling the house and just becoming a renter for the rest of my life. I know I won't be building equity in anything, but if I have the money to pay rent, should I just do that and let somebody else worry about all the headaches?" What do you think?
Yeah, you know, right now, I'll tell you, we're finding people, because the real estate market is so hot, you may be able to get the top dollar for your home. So in a way, what she's saying may make sense. You know, you may be able to get a larger amount of money today than you may ever get in the future. And again, who knows if that's going to be the case. But, you know, but all in all, it's pretty hard to argue that you go to sell your home that you will not get a nice offer, if not multiple offers, in a short amount of time right now. So leaving that situation and moving into a rent or rental type of situation, I can tell you we've seen some people that have really taken that into consideration. You know, you don't have to worry about the upkeep. Yes, you're right, you're not building equity, but at the same token, you're not responsible for all the odds and ends that come with home ownership. And also, too, depending upon, I don't know what your health is like, Cokie, but basically a lot of people's health, you know, may dictate to them that they don't want to deal with cutting the grass and doing all the extracurriculars. So I'm not opposed to that at all, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, everybody has a different way they want to live their lifestyle. And maybe if you're in the mood to go travel and do and not have to be worried about that responsibility, it could be another reason why you may want to consider renting versus owning. So again, if you have any questions, we're right here in Midlothian with you, Cokie, 804-777-9999. But you know, John, the real estate market's been really hot, and a lot of people are making some good money when they're selling their home.
So in this situation, would you classify this as, okay, if we're only looking at the mathematical side of it, maybe being a renter for the rest of your life, Cokie, is not the best mathematical investment choice you can make, but it's one of those lifestyle choices where it's like, if that's what you want to do and you have the money to do it, then sure, go ahead. Or would you argue, you know, because the maintenance and everything is off the table, like it might actually even be a better financial choice?
I agree. I think you almost have to lead that conversation with lifestyle needs and wants. And then you can kind of, let's call it, reverse engineer the finances from it. But I don't think in a nutshell, based on what she laid out, could be a very reasonable situation to rent. So I think people just need to realize everybody's definition of happiness and what they want out of life is going to be different. But it was a good question.
Thank you, Cokie. For that, let's go next to Chris in Chesterfield, who says, okay, "My deceased wife was a veteran, so I still have access to excellent health insurance. The woman I've been dating for the last 2 years is in a similar situation. She's the widow of a veteran, and she has the same really good health insurance." I guess they're talking about TRICARE there.
Yeah.
We've been talking about getting married, but if we do that, we'll both lose access to this health insurance. Should we just forget the idea of getting married?
That's a good one. Chris, I don't know how old you and your, you know, potential spouse-to-be is, but the thing is you probably need to have at least an understanding of what kind of money it's going to cost each one of you to establish health insurance if you're going to lose TRICARE, because that's a really good health insurance plan. Let me just say this before anybody attacks me. It's not the reason you want to either consider marriage or not. But, you know, based on the fact that if it's going to put y'all in the poorhouse or put y'all behind the eight ball financially getting out of the gate, you're going to now have to deal with other financial pressures and you're married. So maybe not the best way to start if you're going that direction. So I would tell you this, when it comes to health insurance, it's probably the biggest reason people cannot retire early. You know, 65 years old is when most people go on Medicare. And again, based on this, Chris, I don't know what your age is. But if y'all are both in a position where y'all are going to lose health insurance and you're not eligible or able for Medicare, let's call it, you probably need to take a really hard look at that. And then, on a positive note, maybe plan on the goal of getting married once you determine if that's going to be a life-changing amount of money, or at least until you go on Medicare. And again, I'm using that as a kind of as a general basis at the fact that you could be setting yourself up for a lot of financial stress, and obviously it's something that y'all are both thinking about anyway. So if you're right here in Chesterfield, you know, we can start running some figures for you, estimate some budget figures and estimates on how that would look transitioning over to in Medicare. But again, feel free to call 804-777-9999.
All right, one more question. This is from Martin, who's in Manikin Sabot. Martin says, investing for retirement seems simple to me. Why not just invest in dividend-paying stocks, live off the dividends, and never dip into your principal? It sounds like if Martin was guest hosting for you on the radio show one week, Isaac, the show would be about 45 seconds long, because that's all there is to it. Just go do that, and you're fine.
Hey, Martin, listen, I think owning stocks that pay dividends can be a very nice situation. And if you are in a place that you have, let's call it assets available, whether it's bank or short-term assets, dividend-paying stocks overall, if you're diversified well enough, you can absolutely continue to build money for supplemental income. You know, sometimes when it comes to the dividend stocks that people own, sometimes the growth of those stocks have something to be desired. And as we've seen here over the past year, we've seen a rotation of most of the returns in the market be focused on stocks that really honestly don't pay dividends. Or if they do, they're very small. But no, this Martin, I would tell you that I think diversification of not just necessarily owning just dividend paying stocks, but what kind of assets are you investing in? Are they all large cap value stocks, which I'm assuming this is going to be the case if that's where you're going. There has been moments where I will say that having just a big portfolio of dividend-paying stocks can work, but just know, as y'all saw probably again without being redundant last March, that value of those stocks could be down 20, 30, 40 plus percent, and dividends can be cut. And I think having a combination of cash and other asset classes to complement some of that, quote, large value stock play makes sense because I think, you know, when you're diversified, you're always going to have to say sorry because not everything goes up at once and not everything should go down at once. But when you're investing all into one type of equity class like this, you're taking that very large risk, almost a concentration risk, even though it's not one stock. But just be careful about how you're going to go about doing that. And if you have any questions related to dividend paying portfolios, you know, we do offer and have several different ways that we lay that out for people that want to focus on income-producing stocks. So all great questions, John. These are all great questions coming in from our question section on our site. And if any of you have any concerns, again, feel free to call me 804-777-9999. You can also visit rightmoneytips.com, which will lead you both into our podcast along with our company page at Financial Dynamics. So just a lot of good information. I think, John, overall, this has been a good program. I know we had a little fun with March Madness, but for everything that we've talked about, I think it kind of comes back to the, you know, situation of not trying to chase returns.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And thanks for the questions we got from folks there. And if you want some help navigating any of this stuff, maybe you should talk to the guy who wrote the book called Navigate Your Way to a Secure Retirement. That's Isaac's book. I bet if you're real nice and you play your cards right, when you come in for a visit, you can get a copy of that. But the way to set that up is simply call 804-777-9999. Again, 804-777-9999. That gets you in touch with the team at Financial Dynamics and Associates. You can find a time that works for you to come in and get that complimentary financial review for yourself. One more time, 804-777-9999. Isaac, thanks as always. Hope you have a great week.
All right, John, you too, buddy. Take care.
We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.